All right. Let's look at some evidences for the year day principle.
Ajde pogledamo dokaze za princip godinu dana, dan za godinu.
Now you're aware of the two texts that we usually use, right?
Svesni ste za dva teksta koji uvek koristimo.
What are those texts?
Koji su ti tekstovi?
Ezekiel 4:6.
Ezekiel 4:6.
And Numbers 14:34.
Četvrta knjiga Mojsijeva 14:34.
But those are a long ways from Daniel.
Oni su daleko od Danila.
And I used to be quite skeptical about teaching the year day principle from those texts that were not in the book of Daniel.
Ja sam bio skeptika da predajem taj princip dan za godinu iz knjiga koje nisu iz Danila, znači iz predmeta koje nisu iz Danila.
And I almost claimed to the conclusion the year day principle was not a valid principle.
I sam malo da nisam tvrdio da taj princip dan za godinu nije validan princip.
But again, this book was not published yet, but the rough draft of this book was written.
Ova knjiga nije još bila izdata, ali kao prva kopija ili sketch, da kažem, ove knjige.
Yeah. Dr. Shea's book, Selected Studies.
Okay. Knjiga Dr. Shea.
Good. And thank you. And so I was telling them about the year day principle in Selected Studies. And so I got a chance to read the chapters before they were published in this book about the year day principle.
Dakle, ja pre nego što je izdata ova knjiga, imao sam mogućnost da čitam članke o principu dana.
I still remember starting to read very skeptically.
Još uvek sam jako sumnjičavo to čitao.
There is no biblical evidence for the year day principle.
Nema biblijskih dokaza za princip dan za godinu.
After I read the first chapter,
posle čitanja prve glave,
I put the book down.
Spustio sam knjigu.
Raised my hands.
Podigao ruke.
Said, "Okay, Lord, I give up."
Rekao sam, odustajem, Gospode.
This principle is true.
Ovaj princip je ispravan.
Shea gives 23 biblical reasons for the year day principle.
Shea daje 23 biblijska razloga za princip dan za godinu.
And most of them are in the book of Daniel.
Većina je u knjizi proroka Daniela.
Let's look at some of that evidence right within the book of Daniel.
Hajde da pročitamo nešto u knjizi proroka Daniela o tome.
Let's go directly to Daniel 8, the passage that has the 2300 day prophecy.
Danilo 8.
Must be here somewhere. Here, I've got it. Daniel 8:13.
13. Danilo 8:13.
Here is this angel speaking to another angel and asking the question.
Tu je anđeo govori drugom svetac svecu koji nas kaže.
How long will the vision be?
Dokle će trajati ta vizija, utvara?
And the word here for vision is hazon.
A reč za utvaru je hazon.
And what's the answer?
Koji je odgovor?
2300 evening mornings.
2300 dana večeri i jutara u stvari.
Well, what does this vision include?
Šta uključuje ta vizija?
Let's go back to the beginning of the chapter.
Hajde da idemo na početak.
Chapter 8 and verse 1.
Osma glava, prvi stih.
Third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me.
Treće godine carovanja Valtazarova pokaza se meni Danilo vizija, utvara.
Verse 2, I saw in the vision.
I videh u utvari.
What's the word here in verses 1 and 2?
Koja reč u prvom i drugom stihu?
Hazon.
Hazon, ista reč.
And one more time at the end of verse 3. At the
Još
end of verse 2.
Na kraju drugog stiha.
And I saw in the vision that I was by the river Ulai.
I videh u utvari i beh u Susanu, u gradu koji je u Elamu.
So it's in verse 13. And it's in verses 1 and 2 three times.
Tri puta stihovi 1 i 2 i 13. Stih jednom.
Clearly this is the same vision.
Ista vizija.
And it lasts 2300 evening mornings.
Traje 2300 dana i noći.
So what's included in this vision?
Šta je onda uključeno u ovu viziju?
Well, if it starts in verse 1 and 2, then everything else up to verse 13 must be included in this period of time.
Ako je prvi i drugi stih, onda je i 13. uključen u taj period vremena.
Which includes the ram.
Koji uključuje ovna.
And the goat.
I jarca.
And what do those stand for?
A zašto oni stoje?
The angel interpreter specifically tells us what the ram and the goat
stvari,
represent.
Stvari, anđeo tumač specifično kaže šta znači ovan i jarac.
Down in verse 20,
u 20. stihu,
the ram represents the kings of Media and Persia.
Ovan su carevi mitski i persijski.
And the goat is the kingdom of Greece.
A jarac, car Grčki.
So the 2300 evening morning
2300 dana i noći
has to at least include the kingdom of Medo-Persia,
uključuje Medo-Persiju i Grčku.
That's got to be included in this vision.
To mora biti uključeno u ovu viziju.
Well, let's just ask the question, which unit of time shall we use?
Koji period vremena onda koristimo? Koji jedinicu za merenje vremena?
Is it 2300 literal days, evening, mornings?
Da li su to doslovni dani, 2300 doslovnih dana?
How long is that?
Koliko je to dugo?
It is 6 years, 4 months and 20 days.
6 godina, 4 meseca i 20 dana.
Does that cover the period of Medo-Persia and Greece?
Da li to pokriva Medo-Persiju i Grčku ceo taj period?
No way.
Nema šanse.
Well, maybe it's a day for a week prophecy.
A možda je ovaj dan znači jednu sedmicu.
So we count 2300 weeks.
Da izmerimo 2300 sedmica.
Does that cover the history of Medo-Persia and Greece?
Jel to pokriva Medo-Persiju i Grčku?
No way.
Nema šanse.
Well, maybe it's a day for a month prophecy.
Možda je dan za mesec jedan.
Do 2300 months cover this period of Medo-Persia?
Da li 2300 meseci pokriva ceo period Medo-Persije i Grčke?
No.
Ne.
So what time unit do we have left?
Koji nam je onda preostao?
We don't have anything else left but
period.
Years.
Samo godine su još ostale.
Only 2300 years cover this period of Medo-Persia and
Greece. Samo 2300 godina pokriva ceo period.
Do you see how this principle is implicit within the text here in Daniel 8?
U tekstu vidite kako unutra prisutan taj princip.
Years is the only unit of time, 2300 years is the only unit of time that will fit this period.
Godine je jedini period, 2300 godina, koji odgovara periodu Medo-Persije i Grčke.
Now another kind of evidence is that the 2300 evening mornings in Daniel 8.
Još jedan dokaz, 2300 večer i jutar u Danilu 8.
Are explicitly called years in Daniel 11.
U Danilu 11 su otvoreno nazvane godinama.
Daniel 8:13 talks about the 2300 days.
Danilo 8:13 govori 2300 dana i noći, večeri i jutara.
Evening mornings literally.
Doslovno, dakle večer i jutar.
Daniel 11.
A Danilo 11.
Verses 6, 8, and 13.
6, 8, i 13.
This is speaking about the same vision, interpreting the same vision up here.
Ista je vizija.
As in Daniel 8.
Kao u Danilu 8.
And explicitly calls them years here.
Otvoreno ih naziva godinama tu.
And especially in 13.
Naročito u 13.
The literal meaning of the Hebrew in Daniel 11:13.
Doslovno u 11:13.
Time, years.
Vreme, godina. Kod nas kaže nekoliko godina.
I don't know how Daniel could be clearer in saying the period of time in Daniel 8 is really years.
U stvari, onaj period iz Danila 8, Danilo hoće kaže u stvari su godine.
But if this isn't good enough evidence,
ako ni ovo nije dovoljno,
we find that every time expression in the book of Daniel, that symbolic time,
pronalazimo da je svako vreme koje se spominje u Danila, koje je simboličko vreme,
expresses time in a way that would not be the normal way for a Hebrew to say time.
Izražava vreme na način kako Jevreji normalno ne govore za vreme.
Time, time, and half a times in Daniel 7.
Vreme, vremena i povremena.
That's not the normal way to speak of time for
Nije
the Hebrew speaker.
Nije to normalno da se govori o vremenu uobičajeno.
2300 evening, morning.
2300 veče, jutro.
That's not the normal way of speaking time.
To nije normalno izražavanje vremena.
General chronological time.
U opštem hronološkom smislu.
Even the 1290 days and the 1335 days.
Čak i 1290 dana i 1335 dana.
Even though it uses the word days,
iako koriste izraz dani.
In Hebrew, when you are speaking of a long period of time,
u jevrijskom, kad govorite o dugom vremenskom periodu,
you divide it up into years and months,
podelite to u godine, mesece i dane.
And so if this was going to be literal time, they would say,
ako je ovo doslovni period,
so many years, so many months,
rekli bi toliko godina, toliko meseci, toliko dana.
They would not speak in terms of 1290, 1335.
Ne bi nikad rekli 1290 dana ili 1335.
This would sound very strange to a Hebrew speaker.
Čudno to zvuči jevrejskom slušaocu.
And just to make sure that you were clear that this was not literal time, but symbolic time.
Da budemo sigurni da ovo nije doslovno vreme, nego simboličko.
In the Hebrew, every one of these expressions is reversed from the way that you would normally say it.
U jevrejskom svaki od ovih izraza je izokrenut.
And so instead of saying, in the Hebrew, instead of reading 2300 evening mornings,
u jevrejskom 2300 večeri jutara nije taj poredak.
The Hebrew reads evening morning 2300.
Jevrejskom kaže veče jutro 2300.
It reads days 1290.
Ili dana 1290.
Days 1335.
Ili dana 1335.
Now, if I would come to you and I would say,
ako bi došao i rekao,
I would like to meet you in days 1290.
Ja ću te sresti ponovo za dana 1290.
You would think he doesn't know how to speak Serbian very well.
Vi biste rekli, ovaj ne zna srpski.
And you would be right.
I bili biste u pravu.
But you don't talk that way. When you don't reverse the term like that.
Ne izokrećete termine i izraze na taj način. Isto i u jevrejskom. Kad je okrenuto, jevrejsko uho kaže, ovo je nešto čudno, ovo je neki simbol.
And so the inspiration that caused Daniel to write this book, the inspired angel and the inspired visions.
Nadahnute vizije koje su činile da Danilo ovo napiše,
use time expressions that made very clear that it was unusual symbolic time.
Koriste izraže za vreme koje su neobične izraže.
And as we've already seen, Daniel 8 makes it very implicit that it's years, it's not months or weeks or
Danilo 8
literal days.
Je eksplicitno o godinama se radi, ne o danima.
And of course the clearest indication is the 70 week prophecy.
A najjasniji dokaz je 70 sedmica proroštva.
Because it specifically states that from the time of the command to build Jerusalem,
jer izričito kaže od kad iziđe reč da se sazida
to the Messiah,
do Mesije,
70 weeks.
70 sedmica.
70 literal weeks doesn't reach that far.
70 doslovnih sedmica ne pokriva.
Only when you have the year for the day for a year do you get to the time of the Messiah.
Samo dan za godinu pokriva taj period i uklapa se sve.
And so I suggest you don't have to use Ezekiel or numbers to prove the year day principle.
Tako da ne morate koristiti Ezekilja i četvrtu Mojsiju da bi dokazali princip dan za godinu.
In fact, I would urge you as you're preparing your evangelistic meetings.
U stvari kad pripremate evangelizaciju.
Don't use the easy way out.
Nemojte onaj najlakši način da.
You know, it's easy to just quote a text from Ezekiel.
Lako je samo da iz Ezekijela citirate tekst.
Because it says what you want to say.
Jer on kaže ono što vi hoćete da kaže.
But do the hard work of showing that it's there in the book of Daniel too.
Ali pokažite ovaj teži posao da je to u Danilu prisutno već.
And then your arguments and your evidence will be much more solid.
A onda će argumenti vaši dokazi biti mnogo, mnogo čvršći.
Now, I believe that the traditional texts we use, those are good texts, but they, our arguments can be even stronger if we used evidence within Daniel itself.
Tradicionalni tekstovi koje smo koristili su dobri, ali argumenti mogu biti još čvršći, još jači.
Let's go now to Daniel 7 for a few moments.
Nekoliko momenata samo u Danilo 7.
Again, I refer to Goran, is it? Goran.
Opet spominjem Gorana.
To find the last word on this, and next May he will be.
Poslednju reč, sljedećeg maja će onda kaže.
I hope you have him give a lecture on his findings here on Daniel 7.
Nadamo se da će imati vremena za predavanje na ovo.
But just a few points here.
Samo nekoliko tačaka.
The timing of the first, what is the nature of this judgment?
Prvo, kakva je priroda ovog suda?
How can you show what kind of judgment this is?
Kako možete pokazati kakav je?
Is it investigative?
Da li je ovo istražni?
Where is the text that indicates it's investigative?
Gde je tekst koji pokazuje da to istražni?
That it's a trial, a legal trial.
Da je to istražni proces.
Verse 10, right?
10,
zar
ne?
Among other places, but verse 10 for sure.
10 sigurno pokazuje.
The last two lines of verse 10.
Poslednja dva.
The court was seated and the books were opened.
Sud sede i knjige se otvoriše.
If you have a court that's sitting and the books being opened in ancient times, that's a trial, that's an investigative judgment.
Kad biste u drevno vreme imali ovu scenu prikazanu ovom frazom, to je sudski proces, to je istražni sud.
Now, when does this investigative judgment come?
Kad dolazi ovaj istražni sud?
Do you have to wait to Daniel 8:14 to find the time when the investigative judgment comes?
Da li morate da idete u Danila 8:14 da pronađete vreme kad stiže taj istražni sud?
Or does Daniel 7 already give you the basics?
Ili vam Danilo 7 već daje osnove?
Not the exact date, but the approximate time.
Otprilike vreme već daje, ne daje tačan datum.
Three times in Daniel 7 there is a repetition of the sequence of events.
Tri puta u Danilu 7 ponavljanje jedan redosled događaja.
Surrounding the investigative judgment.
Okružuje istražni sud.
And by looking at these it becomes clear when that judgment occurs.
Ako pogledate u te izveštaje.
Let's look at just one of those starting in verse 21.
21. stih.
Says I was watching and the same horn was making war against the saints.
Gledah i taj rog vojevaše sa svecima.
And if you read down a few verses you know when that war took place.
I ako čitate još malo par stihova shvatićete kad je taj rat počeo.
It was for a time and half a time.
Vreme, vremena i povreme.
Verse 25.
25. stih.
Here's the period of persecution of the little horn power.
To je period progonstva od strane malog roga.
And by the way, how do we know who the little horn power is?
A uzgred budi rečeno, kako znam ko je mali rog?
How many characteristics have you found in scripture for this little horn power?
Koliko ste u pismu pronašli osobina malog roga?
I once did a count of characteristics in Daniel 7 and Daniel 8 and then the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Ja sam pravio jednom zapis osobina malog roga iz Daniela 7, 8, iz 1. Solunjanima 2.
Revelation 13.
Krivenja 13.
So forth.
Tako dalje.
I found 198 characteristics of the little horn.
Wow. 198 osobina sam pronašao za malog roga.
Do your own figuring. You can find them there. Do your searching and just
računajte
list,
i vi.
List every characteristic that you see.
I naći ćete te osobine.
And Islam may fit a few of those, like some of our
Islam,
people are trying to suggest.
Da, neki sada predlažu Islam, to može biti nekoliko osobina.
But there's only one power that fits all 198 characteristics.
Samo jedna sila odgovara svim 198 osobina.
And this is the papal system.
A to je papski sistem.
And so here we have the persecution of the saints by this system for time and half a time.
Tu imamo onda progonstvo vreme, vremena i povremena. Nećemo to da računamo.
See this from 538 to 1798. persecution time, the war.
To je vojevanje na svece. Dakle, taj period.
This is verse 21.
21. stih.
Describes this war. And it says, I was watching, and this horn was making war against the saints and prevailing against them.
Kaže, gledaj, taj rog vojevaše sa svecima i nadvlađivaše ih.
Until,
dokle,
the Ancient of Days came and judgment was made in favor of the saints.
Dođe starac i dade se sud.
So that means that next, after this period, after the war,
to znači da odmah nakon tog rata,
is the investigative judgment. I'll just write it with
počeće istražni sud.
And then what comes next after that?
A šta posle toga dođe?
And the time came for the saints to possess the kingdom. End of verse 22.
I kraj 22. I prispe vreme da sveci preuzmu carstvo.
Here's the saint possessing the kingdom, which comes with the second advent of Christ.
To je drugi Hristov dolazak.
So we basically have three steps. The war.
Imamo rat.
Investigative judgment.
Sud.
And second coming of Christ.
I drugi Hristov dolazak.
So is the investigative judgment after the advent or pre-advent?
Da li je istražni sud pre-adventni ili post-adventni?
It's clearly pre-advent.
To je pre-adventni sud.
It doesn't give us the exact date.
Ne daje nam datum, početak.
It gives us the approximate time, sometime after 1798.
Nego nam daje otprilike vreme. Između...
Which from Daniel 12 we find is the start of the time of the end. What Daniel calls the time of the end.
Tako da tad počinje u stvari vreme kraja, od kraja 1798.
So sometime during the time of the end, but before the second advent.
Negde između kraja vremena i drugog Hristovog dolaska.
Daniel 8:14 gives us the specific year, but this gives us the general timing.
Danilo 8:14 nam daje godinu, a ovo nam daje opšte vremenski period.
So the nature of the judgment, investigative.
Priroda suda, istražni.
Timing of the judgment,
vreme suda,
pre-advent.
Pre-adventni.
Who are judged?
E sad, ko je suđen? Kome se sudi?
It says judgment was given, verse 22, in favor of the saints.
Kaže, sud je u korist svetaca.
It says that the books were opened in verse 10.
Da su knjige se otvorile u 10. stihu.
When you go to the Old Testament and you look at the use of the term books, the heavenly books.
Kad odete u Stari Zavet i nađete frazu nebeske knjige.
I think you find it around 6 or 7 times.
6-7 puta se spominje.
What do those books refer to?
Na šta se odnose te knjige?
Do they refer to the wicked?
Na bezbožne?
Or God's people?
Ili Boži narod?
Always refer to God's people.
Uvek
in
se odnose na Boži narod knjige.
And so this alone should alert us that this is a judgment of God's people.
Ovo treba da nas upozori da je ovo sud Božjeg naroda.
And not of the ones who are the wicked out there.
A ne onih zlih izvan.
Does it include the judgment of the little horn?
Da li uključuje i sud nad malim rogom?
There is a difference of opinion on that in Adventism.
Postoje razlike u adventizmu kad je ovo u pitanju. Roy Gaines says not. He's judged before.
He's not judged during the investigative judgment.
The little horn has been judged before. So,
all right. My teacher, Dr. Hazel, also argued that the little horn was not judged.
I moj profesor Hazel je govorio da mali rog nije onaj nad kim se sudi.
Bill Shea, however, argues the little horn is judged.
A William Shea kaže da ipak mali rog uključen u taj sud.
I mean, we still have to have some things for Goran to settle here.
Imamo mi neke stvari ovde za Gorana da reši.
My position right now is that the little horn is involved in the judgment.
Moja pozicija je da je mali rog ipak uključen u ovaj sud.
Because you ask yourself the question, is the little horn a professedly wicked power?
Postavite u stvari sebi pitanje, ko je mali rog? Da li
je to... Or does it profess to be the people of God?
Da li je to sila koja tvrdi da je bezbožna ili tvrdi da je Boži narod?
It is a counterfeit religious power.
To je u stvari prevara.
It stands in place of Christ. The Talmid, it takes down the ministry of Christ and it puts its own ministry in as a counterfeit to that.
Dakle, to je falsifikat Hristove službe, onog Talmida.
It claims to be presenting Christian message.
Tvrdi da ima hrišćansku poruku.
And the investigative judgment is not involves all those who take the name of Christ.
A istražni sud govori o svima onima koji preuzimaju Hristovo ime.
In fact, that's the very point of the investigative judgment.
U stvari, to je glavna stvar u istražnom sudu.
Many people claim to be Christians, but who are the real believers?
Mnogi kažu da su hrišćani, ali ko su stvarni vernici?
That's what the judgment is revealing.
To otkriva taj sud u stvari.
And so I believe when you understand the little horn power that way, it makes perfect sense that the little horn power is part of the investigative judgment.
Ako tako razumete mali rog, onda ima smisla da se i nad njim sudi.
And I believe it's already implied here in Daniel chapter 7.
Verujem da je to u Danilu 7.
Verse 26.
26.
The court shall be seated.
Potom će sesti
sud. And they shall take away his dominion, the little horn's dominion.
I uzet će mu se vlast.
Judgment in the Old Testament always went both ways.
Sud u Starom Zavetu uvek ide u oba smera.
Judgment meant condemnation for the pretenders, for the hypocrites.
Sud je osuda licemera.
And it meant vindication for God's true people.
Ali i odbrana Božjeg naroda.
And so I see that's also here what we have in Daniel chapter 7.
To je ono što vidimo u Danielu 7.
But it's true that the books are not dealing with the little horn. The books are dealing with God's people, perhaps we could say. Although even that, it could be the professed people of God and could include the books.
Ali knjige su u Danielu 7, jel?
All right.
Ili nisu, šta je rekao? What did you say about the books?
The books are dealing with God's people.
Dakle, knjige se tiču Božjeg naroda.
But the question is the little horn God's people?
Da li je mali rog Božji narod?
Well, if we take it as God's professed people, then it would be included there.
Ako je to neki narod koji tvrdi da je Božji, onda
And so the books could even include the record of the little horn power.
Tako da je tu i mali rog.
But I think this is one area we need to do further study on.
Ali ovde nam treba još proučavanja.
Praise God for the thesis that's coming out here
Hvala
from this
Bogu
school.
Hvala Bogu za rad koji će napisati gore.
Let's look very briefly at the beginning date of 457.
Hajde da razmišljamo o početnom datumu, 457.
The beginning date of Daniel 8:14.
Do you want to accept questions now or later?
Well, yeah, maybe we should just take questions and we'll move to Daniel 8 tomorrow. Yeah, if there's
možda,
enough questions.
Možda pitanja pa Danilo 8 da ostavimo za
We're
sutra.
Only going to go for another 10 minutes. So, we have 10 minutes of questions, we'll do that.
10 minuta pitanja.
If we don't, we'll go on a little further.
Ako nema pitanja, onda idemo dalje. Kojih knjiga?
Knjiga.
A, ovih knjiga u Bibliji.
To je meni malo ovako neozbiljno tumačenje. Ima nego...
Šta ti je neozbiljno? Koje je tumačenje?
Da Bog koristi knjige kao zapise.
Mm-hmm. For him, it's really trivial that God uses the books for records, you know, in heaven.
Yeah.
According to the scriptures, in 27 fundamental beliefs, we use just a couple of texts for that, and Micah and Psalm and...
Well, here are the texts in the Old Testament for the books.
Evo svih starozavetnih tekstov onda za knjige.
You can keep talking, asking questions if you want.
Ti možeš da nastaviš da pričaš svoje pitanje ako hoćeš. Šta je point?
The point is, why does he need those books? That's his question.
There's the text. Let's see if I missed any. Exodus 32, 32 and 33,
Psalm 56, Psalm 139. To su
tekstovi. Yeah, that's it. This is a very good question.
To je vrlo dobro pitanje.
And according to Daniel, it's not trivial.
Prema Danilu nije ništa trivialno.
It's the very heart of the judgment.
To je srce suda.
The books are opened and then the judgment begins.
Knjige se otvaraju i počinje sud.
According to Daniel 12 and verse 1.
Danilo 12:1.
The ones who are saved are the ones who are found written in the book.
Onaj ko je spasen zapisan je u knjizi.
But I think your question goes beyond this, why the need for heavenly records, for the heavenly books.
Ali tvoje pitanje u stvari čemu ti nebeski zapisi, čemu to služi?
And this gives me an opportunity to emphasize something that I've said before, but maybe not as clearly as I should have.
Ali ovo mi daje priliku da naglasim nešto što sam rekao ranije, ali ne tako možda dovoljno naglašeno.
Is not for God's sake to determine who are righteous and who are not.
Sud nije zbog Božje ličnosti da on treba sada zna ko je spasen a ko nije.
God knows.
Bog zna već.
He doesn't need any records.
Ne treba mu zapisi.
The judgment is for the universe.
Sud je zbog svemira.
Who can't read our minds?
Ko ne može da čita naš um?
Who can only look on the outward part?
Samo spolja vide.
And can be fooled by outward appearances.
Mogu biti prevareni spoljašnjošću.
Which may give the impression that we are God's true people, but we're not.
Može biti da će dobiti utisak da smo Božji pravi narod, a mi nismo.
These records make available to the universe the evidence for who is really for God and who is not for God.
Ovo u stvari je dokaz, ovaj zapis, ko je za Boga, ko je protiv njega.
So that's why, you know, I don't think anyone should insist that there's real books in heaven that they is opened in pen and ink that's being written down.
Tako da mislim da možda na nebu nema tih pravih knjiga sa perom
kind of computer system
ili neki kompjuterski sistem ili šta god.
I don't know what it is.
Ne znam šta je.
It's you know in Daniel's day it was scrolls, it wasn't books, it was scrolls.
U Danilovo vreme to su svici, nisu to bile knjige.
So God is writing here in the language of how we keep records.
On koristi jezik zemaljski, dakle kako mi čuvamo zapis.
But the point is that in this judgment, God is faithful and true to reveal the evidence in each case.
Bog je dovoljno veran, vidite, da otvori dokaze za svaki slučaj.
And as we will see tomorrow, the thing that he enjoys the most is revealing the evidence that we are his, that we've accepted him.
A najveći dokaz koji će on otkriti da smo njegovi, on voli to, da mu pripadamo.
The whole universe shouts with joy when they
ceo svemir od radosti peva kad čujete dokaze da smo njegovi.
So this is the way I understand it.
To je način kako ja razumem. Yeah.
It would be trivial if God were the one that were trying to determine for himself.
Bilo bi sve to trivialno kad bi Bog određivao.
But it's not trivial for us who need to have a revelation of tangible evidence.
Ali za nas mora da ima opipljive dokaze.
Okay?
Dobro.
There's one other point I see here that I skipped, and that's the very most important point of all, and I skipped it.
Ja sam preskočio možda jednu od najvažnijih tačaka.
Daniel 7.
Danilo 7.
Is it good news or bad news?
Da li je to dobra ili loša vest?
And I love this text in verse 22.
Ja volim 22. stih.
The ancient of days came and judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. Is that the way the Serbian translation gives? Verse 7:22.
Dade se sud svecima Višnjega.
Judgment
given to.
Yeah. The implication here, when God gives judgment to someone, it means that he is exonerating them. He is vindicating them.
U ovom smislu, kad se kaže dade se sud svecima Višnjega, onda biblijski zapis znači da nekog uzdižete, da nekom dajete čast.
And so the judgment is good news in this scene.
Tako da u ovoj sceni je sud dobra vest.
For those who are the saints, for those who have accepted
za one koji su sveti, koji su prihvatili
the God of the covenant.
Boga zaveta.
Doesn't mean they're perfect.
Ne misli se savršeni.
But it means they're loyal to God.
Ali su lojalni, odani Bogu.
Yeah. All right, I think tomorrow we're going to put on the board the 10 topics for the exam.
Ćemo staviti na tablu 10 tema za ispit.
We'll take another hour finishing our discussion of the book of Daniel.
Još jedan sat ćemo raditi Danila.
And any questions you might have then?
I pitanja onda?
And then we'll spend the last time, maybe I think probably a couple hours we'll probably do it tomorrow.
Dva sata ćemo na kraju završiti sa
looking at the practical relevance of the sanctuary.
Sa praktičnom relevantnošću učenja o svetinji.
What difference does it make in our lives?
Kakvu vezu to ima sa našim životom?
Okay?
Dobro.
Time to eat.
Vreme za ručak.
Father, I thank you for the good news of the judgment.
Oče, hvala ti za radosnu vest suda.
I thank you that you are right now still weeping on the Mount of Olives.
Hvala ti što još uvek plačeš na Maslinskoj gori.
Looking out over your people this world in this world.
Kad gledaš nad svojim narodom na ovom
svetu. With the call, is there one more who will turn and live?
S pozivom, ima li još koga ko će se obratiti i živeti?
Thank you for being that kind of God.
Hvala ti što si takav Bog.
And we once again accept your gift of eternal life.
Mi želimo da prihvatimo tvoj dar večnog života.
Through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Kroz Isusa Hrista našeg spasitelja.
In his name I pray.
U njegovo ime molim.
Amen.
Amen.